You look like you're kind of got a little cold today.
Good thing you got a doctor's appointment, but hold on. He's not a doctor.
It's just me. There is no doctor here but me.
Chances are you've been helped by someone just like him, a physician assistant.
It's not physician apostrophe S. We're not the possession of the physician. It's, you know, physician assistant.
Okay, physician assistant. Got it. This relatively new profession is booming right now. The health system is increasingly turning to PAs as it braces for a big influx in patients. New training programs are popping up left and right. Nationally, the number of physician assistants has more than doubled in the last decade, with about one PA out there for every 9 or 10 doctors. We're starting off an occasional series about the healthcare workforce, and today, Alana Gordon reports the role of the PA has been changing and expanding.
Barbara Kammer of Lansdale, Pennsylvania is sick.
Yeah, it started out as a chest cold.
She's dizzy, and she uses a walker to get around State Road Medical Associates in Drexel Hill. She sits down next to an exam table, across from Jesse Cole.
Give me a favor. Big cough. Ooh. Sound like you got a symphony going on down there. Now, your sister was here a little bit ago. Did she give it to you?
Kammer and Cole have known each other for a long time.
I've been seeing Jesse for 15 years.
Probably.
Yeah.
Cole is Kammer's primary care provider. But he isn't a doctor. He's a physician assistant. So what does that mean?
I can't practice on my own. I have a supervising physician. Let's have a listen. Big breath for me.
Cole works under a negotiated, state-approved agreement with the physicians here. He can do a lot of what they do, including prescribing most kinds of drugs. He and the doctors are liable for his care.
Somebody like Jesse, who has been here for a long time, I trust what he does.
Dr. Nimir Khosa is Cole's supervising physician. He says Cole has essentially become a colleague. He has his own patients.
If this was somebody who's starting now out of school, then I have to be with them. At least in the beginning for a while until I am sure that they are doing the right thing and in the way I want them to be doing it.
Khosa doesn't even have to be in the office when Cole meets with patients. He does have to be available by phone or electronically in case anything comes up. And he signs off on Cole's charts. The physician assistant is a somewhat new profession. John McGinnity, president of the American Academy of Physician Assistants, says it started in the late 60s.
The whole idea and concept of developing the PA profession was based around the need for primary care and rural access for Americans to have health care. So at that time, they decided, let's create a new profession, put them through an accelerated medical school type process like they did back for doctors in World War II. And have them come out and improve access.
PA training lasts 2 to 3 years, whereas training a doctor can take up to a decade. Over the last 10 years, the PA profession has more than doubled in size. There are around 100,000 PAs practicing medicine in the U.S., and about a third are in primary care. McGinnity says the rest have expanded across just about every specialty you can think of.
If you have a patient going for bypass surgery, the majority of vein graft harvesting that's an area of expertise of PAs.
Like doctors, policymakers are increasingly relying on PAs and nurse practitioners to expand the capacity of the health system, and their responsibilities are growing. Dr. Mark Friedberg is a researcher specializing in workforce issues with the RAND Corporation.
Even without increasing the supply of physicians beyond what it currently is, even if the population grows and ages, there isn't necessarily going to be a physician shortage because each physician can probably take care of more patients working with a team of nurse practitioners and physician assistants than a physician can working on his or her own.
The field's popularity has also fueled a growth in PA training programs.
So you want an alcohol swab, a needle, your solution, and your patient. Always have to have that.
In Center City, Philadelphia, Susan Dubendorfer prepares PA students to practice intramuscular injections on dummies.
You're going to be using the landmark in the gluteus muscle is between the femoral head and the...
Dubendorfer is curriculum coordinator at Thomas Jefferson University's new PA school. The inaugural class gathers around her as she goes over instructions. Dubendorfer says students are in some highly coveted spots.
We had almost 2,000 applications for 30 slots in our class that we have seated this year.
Do we go straight down on these, or do we have to go in at an angle?
Straight down.
Straight down.
24-year-old Janelle Jesberger gives injections a try. She's interested in orthopedics, but first had to explain to her family what she was even getting a degree in.
I come from a family of all engineers. They all looked at me, they're like, what? Like, what is this? Is that just a nurse? So I had to explain the whole thing all over again.
Some in the health industry become PAs as a second career. For 27-year-old Samantha Malonis, this was the first choice.
And really the price tag for a career like this is not even a concern for most of us. I mean, the average salary coming straight out of school is around $80,000 or so, and then depending on the field you're in and that kind of thing, it will grow from there.
Nationwide, there are nearly 200 certified training programs, compared to about 50 in the early 90s. Philadelphia University plans to expand its program to Atlantic City soon, and Temple is on track to open a new one in 2 years.
I think we're going to have to make a little bump in your prednisone for a little bit.
Okay.
Back in Drexel Hill, Jesse Cole wraps up his visit with Barbara Kammer.
Yeah.
Ascension Madison's over for you.
Kammer says she didn't seek out a PA as her provider, but she started seeing Cole after her doctor got too busy.
He pushed me off on Jesse.
What did you think?
He was on trial.
I love it. I was on trial.
And he did the right things. And I said, this is it. He's not a doctor, but I'd rather go to him than anybody else.
For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.